my cup with some Java love. Sit on down, let's talk it up. I know some laughing lattes, laughing lattes.
Welcome to Life and Lattes with Liv and Cole. I'm Liv.
And I'm Cole.
Okay.
It's good to be here.
It's super,
are you happy to be here?
It's super good to be here. I'm so happy to be here. It's great. Thanks for having me on the show. I don't know.
Be like, move closer to the mic, miss, please.
I know. You guys are shocked that I'm not screaming in your ear this week.
I know, right? Well, so it depends on the day who sets up the audio before we record. And Cade, my brother, you've seen him on the show. You've heard his voice every time you listen to us at the beginning.
Correct.
If he sets us up, it's crispy. He knows. He knows. And when I do it, it's questionable.
Whoops.
I'm trying. I'm not an audio guy. But anyways, you guys are stuck with us today. We have some guests on the next episode, and I think probably some more from here on out. We're super pumped. But we are trying to do, we're just going to talk about some fun stuff today. We're going to talk about little houses. We're going to talk about some technology. We're going to talk about Instagram trends. And then I have like a series of questions for Liv to answer.
I'm nervous. You
shouldn't be nervous. They're pretty straightforward. We might get some interesting answers out of you, but it's really more of a kind of like get to know you better. And then maybe just like a couple like questions you wouldn't expect.
Okay.
So you might have to think on some of those, but trust me, they're not like my usual questions. Okay. Don't be scared.
He put on the outline questions for Liv and then secret. In parentheses and all caps secret. I'm like, oh no, I am scared for this week. I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah,
so I'm trying to help her out, but so I don't want to scare her off.
You need me.
The podcast needs you.
The podcast.
That makes me think, have you ever seen the movie The Longest Yard with Adam Sandler?
Oh my gosh, it's been a minute.
It's like, team needs you, to come to Treehouse.
Brad loves Adam Sandler.
Oh, me too.
So, which is so funny to me because all of his movies are like the same vibe and feel.
Don't come on. Don't start with me. Next thing you're going to say is that's the same thing for like Will Ferrell.
It kind of is, but I do like but I do like Will Ferrell.
You gotta get the hands. No, I love my Adam Sandler movies. All of them. Anytime they're on Netflix. I'm like,
that a little bit shocks me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's just so cheeseball.
So, okay. This is the thing. Like, when I'm going to watch a TV show or a movie or something and it's going to be a comedy, I like stuff like that because, it helps you to kind of, like, unwind and just, like, chill out. Like, you don't take yourself so seriously for an hour and a half, right?
I mean, I get it.
That's kind of my thing. I'm like, it's fun because it's, it's stupid, like, childish humor.
Right.
But you're like, it's just fun, you know?
See, okay, but I feel like that about Vince Vaughn. Like,
really?
All of his movies are, like, the same, but I just think he's so funny. I don't know if I just, like, relate to him because he's such a fast talker, and he just is, like, I don't know. But it makes me laugh.
Anyway. I don't know. I have issues with him, but that's okay.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't get that.
Okay.
That's so funny, though. That's interesting to know about you. That says a lot.
It does, though.
So we are repeating a coffee today.
We're being a coffee repeater, Lizzie McGuire.
I will be honest, though. Out of all the coffee that we have had so far in this year, this would be the one I would pick to drink
again.
Yeah,
this one's my favorite. I literally brought it again because I was like, we still have this, and I really enjoyed it the last time.
It's amazeballs.
So we're drinking Mocha Nut House Blend again. Medium roast.
It's
super
so
easy.
Tasty. A little ASMR for you.
He's doing that all morning and freaking
Sorry.
Me out, like rubbing his mustache against the microphone. It's super weird, you guys. I don't like the sound. It's
Sorry.
Freaking me out.
I didn't hear a sound. Did it make a sound?
Yes.
Oh, my bad. Now that makes sense.
Okay.
I understand your cringe.
It was so weird.
Oh, you're killing me.
Okay. So anyway, coffee's delish.
Yeah. If you want to know more, go back to that episode. I would think that it's like 32, 33, somewhere in that range.
Correct.
So yeah. So we're not gonna waste our time explaining that again. It's good. You want it, get it. Southport and Emerson.
Southport and Madison.
Madison. I was close. Ended with sun. True. So get you some. We need to try some of their different blends. I'm interested. So
I know. We do.
Let's do it.
We'll do that.
So we'll just start with this. It's in the outline. We'll just start with it.
Okay.
So been watching. So I, okay. Hold on. Let's rewind a little bit more. So at night, I liked the TV on. Do you?
It helps me fall asleep. We used to. Oh,
okay. Not anymore?
Not anymore. We told ourselves we were going to get out of the habit of turning the TV on and just going to bed with no TV.
Interesting. Sounds lame.
Okay.
So, anyways.
I think it's helped our sleeping habits.
Well, thanks for being late. No, okay. Okay. I don't know. I always have such an issue. Like, it's for me, it's not seeing it. It's the noise. I like the noise.
See,
if the TV's
like,
off, I have to turn on noise.
We have, like, a fan and an air conditioner that have, like, good, like, white noise.
Okay. Gotcha. That makes sense.
So I'm the same. Like, I like there to be some sort of noise.
But you have some other means of that. Like,
correct.
I swear to you, like, when the lights are all off and there's nothing else on in the house, it could not be darker or quieter. It's eerie.
Does it creep you out?
It does creep me out.
It scares you. You go running to your mommy.
No, well, my mommy doesn't live with me, so I'm all by myself, and I have to, like, so I have a Google Home sitting next to my bed, and I talk to it, and I just tell it that I need some rain noise, and that helps me fall asleep. I love the sound, like, when those little sounds like that. It does other sounds, like night sky, yeah. Or, like, the river, you know, so
mm-hmm. A babbling brook.
Yes. So you can ask it to do all that stuff. And there's some weird ones. I think there's actually an oscillating fan. So you can hear it like going.
Yeah.
And I don't know about that one, but.
Whatever. You're sitting there like, hey, Google, read me a bedtime story.
Probably would.
But anyway, so you have the TV on when you go to bed.
Right. So I have to find, like, these series to watch on Netflix to help put me to sleep. And it has to, I usually either pick, like, documentaries or, like, docuseries, like, stuff like that. But Audrey was like, you got to watch Tiny Homes. And I'm like, sure, I'll watch it. Like, I could be a little interested in that. I'm in real estate, right? And so I start watching this Tiny Homes thing, and it's actually very interesting. So with that, it's been on my mind lately. So I figured we'll talk about it and see what your thoughts are on this whole tiny home movement.
I think you probably know my answer, but go on.
Pass? Or what? No? Or are you down?
I'm going to pass.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, cool. So we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I honestly wasn't sure what you were going to say, because I was kind of expecting to be like, there's a count or something like that.
No, like, I think it would be fun for, like, a trip of just, like, you and your spouse to go just to, like, experience.
Yeah.
You guys have seen my closet.
That's true. It was funny that you say that, because there was an episode recently, and I don't even understand why they were moving into a tiny house. They had, like, a 5,000 square feet house, and they just wanted to go to a tiny house. It was, like, a single mom, and she had two kids, like, two boys. One was college age, and one was pretty young. Like, probably, like, 10, 12, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had two. She had one, and then they made a smaller one for the college-age son.
They made a smaller tiny house?
Yes.
My gosh.
So, but anyway, so they were going to move from their 5,000-square-foot house to this.
Into a Cracker Box.
Into a Cracker Box. And she had, I swear to you, one closet for clothes and one closet for shoes.
Goals.
And they were going, how are you going to make this work? Like, how is this going to happen? And they found all these little nooks and crannies to, like, hide shoes. And so her house was, like, I mean, essentially it was just a big shoe closet with a kitchen.
Wow.
I was like, what in the world?
I just, like, I know that people are going to come at me, like, materialism and why don't you be a minimalist? Well, I don't want to, first off.
Heard that. Heard that. And I think everyone who listens, like, to us would know I would say that.
Yes.
No chance.
But, like, I will say this is, like, I purge a lot of the things I don't use, a lot of things I don't wear. Mm-hmm. I have got everything organized.
Yes.
Right? And a lot of the stuff I use for, you know, business of social media.
Right.
So
when you're, so you're not a hoarder, you know, you just, no. You have your stuff. Cause I think that's the difference, right? Cause I'll do the same thing. Mm-hmm. If there's stuff I don't use, what's the point?
Right.
I will get rid of it. Yeah. You know, you either sell it, you donate it, do whatever it is. And I think that that's, that helps to not get to that point where, you know, like your walls are stacked up and
correct.
Your family's like, we need to sit down and talk to you. You have a problem.
Getting to be too much.
you're sleeping on a pile of shoes. Yeah.
There's no way that Brad would let that happen, let's be real.
Well, the problem is he's also not tiny.
No.
I mean, good luck with that too. Oh. Like put him in a tiny house.
Oh.
And he'd be
no. His head would be like cocked to the side.
Hitting the ceiling.
His neck is just hitting the ceiling.
I'm like, I think Audrey and I could pull it off, but I'm like, I just couldn't.
No.
I like being able to go into a room and shut a door. And that's usually not how those things work.
No.
Bathroom, yes. But like normally your bed's in a loft and yes. That's part of the living room and then that's part of the kitchen. You're like, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
And so many people are like, we want to be able to have people over. Then why do you have a tiny house?
Yeah.
Like we need an outside area. So you're going to sit outside? Every time you eat? Very confusing. Just saying. There was this really cute couple. They were like older. And she just... Like, he was, like, a little more quiet, and she was, like, out there.
Mm-hmm.
She had, like, a short haircut. She's like, ah. And she was killing me. And she's like, I want my bath. I need a bath. And they're like, we'll put it outside. She was like, well, you need to figure out how to cover up from here down because I don't want my neighbor seeing me.
Oh, my gosh.
So they built her the shade and everything, and she was hilarious. She was, I'm all good now. I can cover up my bits and get in the bath outside.
Oh, my God.
They were killing me.
That's so funny. Yeah, no. I just can't. And it's also, like, it's not even remotely conducive for having children.
Oh, no. I want to say that, I mean, other than, like, the single mom, none of these people had a family.
Yeah.
They were all, like, newly married or older people that, you know, were looking to be done, retire.
Right.
Downsized. Literally. And so none of them had kids. And like I said, the one that had kids was the one where they had two tiny houses.
Gotcha.
And you're like, okay.
You're like, what's, okay.
I know, right?
But I'm also like, even if you don't have kids, let's just be real. It's nice to have your own space even when you're married.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not in a bad way. Like, it's just good to have your own space and not be up each other's butts all the time.
Yeah. No, for sure. I mean, that's the truth. And there's sometimes when... I don't want to bother anybody else. So I'll go in my office and shut the door.
Yeah.
And I have to make phone calls and do stuff on the computer.
Exactly.
So
I could not even, no.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, where is that space? It's just not there. And then usually, like, the hardest part for me is, and I don't consider myself to be claustrophobic, but I am to a certain degree.
I would be like, well, I can't breathe.
The bed, literally, right? Like this is, like, you might have, like, that much space. Between like
2 feet.
Yeah. Between you and the mattress and the ceiling.
Mm-mm.
Like if you woke up from a nightmare, you'd just be like, just head to the ceiling.
So fun fact about me, for those of you who don't know this, and I have done this since I was a little kid, okay, sleeping. I wake up and I sit up, I cross my legs Indian style. I know that's not politically correct anymore, but anyway.
What else do you call it?
Crisscross applesauce, I think is what they're saying it now.
Don't get me started, girl.
I cross my legs and then I fold over on top of my legs.
Why? When you're asleep?
Yes.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Will you wake up like that?
I have.
How do you know that it happens? Somebody tell you?
No, I like know that I do it.
So
it's just like turning over, like repositioning when you're sleeping.
Sure, we'll go with that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like when you turn over sometimes, right?
True.
So that's what I'm saying. It's just, it's like that. Like, I'm just.
But you sit up and intentionally cross your legs and then fall face forward.
Correct. So I say that to say that would also be another reason why I would not do good in a tiny house, because I would just hit my head.
Don't.
Yeah.
So has Brad witnessed this?
I think so.
What in the world? You've just blown my mind.
It's so funny. I thought you knew this.
No, I did not know this. You're killing me.
Yeah, so I also, this has happened a couple of times. When I was younger, I would like turn myself so I was like facing the side of the bed and would fold my legs over and then go to lay forward and fall off the bed. Like I would fall off the side because I didn't realize where I was at. Yeah,
issues with the bed.
So, yes.
I don't quite understand that.
Yeah, I just, yeah. I don't know.
Just got weird things going on there. Yeah, okay, so tiny house would not work for Liv. Let's just check that box, especially not with the bed area. No. She just hit her head every once in a while.
Correct.
Gosh, that's crazy. I don't do anything weird. Not that I'm aware of. Snore here and there. I do know that for a fact.
Yeah, no. So between my sleeping habits and my shoes, it's a no for me, dog.
Right? I'm out.
For those reasons, I'm out.
Yeah, for me, it's the space for sure. I just couldn't. Have like the spot to shut the door or whatever.
Yeah,
but I could see it as a vacation thing, like if you went and stayed for a couple of days, because I mean that's what you're not there to do anything other than just relax. Right. So who cares, right? And like you said, with kids, oh, there's no way.
Mm-mm.
No way. That would be so hard for me, because there's plenty of times I'm like, I have to work. And I'm going to shut this door.
And you're going to leave me alone.
Right. Or they're you'd in their room like and they're
in
like,
you'd be in the bathroom sitting on the toilet with like your laptop on your lap. And
hey, I do a lot of work like that, okay? Don't hate.
Yeah, except you would have no option with this.
Well, and you'd also be like this.
Exactly. Just,
for those of you not watching on YouTube, I'm like scrunched, you know, because you'd just be like here. Like I can at least like spread out in a normal bathroom.
It's happening.
So, I'll have Liv put something out there, and I want to see how many of you would do it and who wouldn't.
A tiny home.
Live in a tiny home.
Yes.
Yes, because
it's a no from us.
It's a no from us. We're out on that one.
You know, no judgment if that's your.
Some of them look super nice.
Oh, like
they're
sure.
Done very well.
Yes.
And I'm sure it's insanely cost effective.
Oh, for sure. No, there's some that are like really cute and done really well, but. No.
I know. I'm like, I need more square footage. Come on now. Pump it up.
Pump it up.
What? I got to find out how to put my kids on the opposite side of the house.
That's true.
Or upstairs or downstairs or something along those lines.
Correct.
They're actually really good. They're very quiet players most of the time.
But they're also kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're in there just screaming for no reason because they think it's funny.
Yeah. I'm for like, sure.
Please don't do that. I love you. I love you so much, but please don't do that. And they do this random thing where they literally will just come in. They're like, how you doing? Good. Still working? Oh, okay. Love you.
We at the house. I remember doing that to my dad. Oh, my gosh. What are you doing, Dad? He's like, I'm working, putting some stuff together. What's, you need something? No, I just wanted to say hi. Okay, bye. Love you.
The girls will be like, I just want a hug.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I just want a hug.
I know. And then if you say no, like you feel like the worst person in the world. So you have to hug them.
Worst.
You have to hug them. Kids need hugs.
Kids need hugs.
So anyways, like I said, we'll post something. Super interested to see what the ratio is.
Yes.
I'm assuming that probably regular house will still win, but I've been surprised before.
It's true.
Color me surprised.
Oh my God.
So this has been, we're going to switch topics here. So this has been on my mind a ton and I've always kind of wanted to do something along these lines. So I'm interested to see Liv, what you think.
Okay.
And then for you, the listeners, what you think about this as well. So I'm going to talk about like a piece of technology that got kind of announced at the beginning of this year. And I'm interested to hear your thoughts, and okay. I'd like to do the same thing. Like, we'll engage with you guys on social media to see what you think about this as well. And I'll send some stuff to Liv so she can post it. So it's Samsung makes it, and it's called Bali.
Okay.
So what it is it's a small, round robot that rolls around your house.
What?
And it comes in, like, gray, black, and, like, bright yellow.
Interesting.
And so I want to say that it's probably about the size of, like, a softball. Maybe a little bit bigger.
Okay.
But it has like a camera on the front of it and essentially like the middle part of it doesn't rotate, but the outside parts rotate, kind of like the ball on a Dyson vacuum. And it just like, but it like spins it. It keeps the middle, you know, like level, and then it rolls itself through the house. And it's supposed to like follow you around and help you out throughout the day. So instead of having like smart speakers in every room, your little robot will be with you and you can just like ask it to do things for you. But along with that, part of the commercial is when the person leaves, it can like do different things around the house. So like the dog, they have a dog. The dog like spilled its food on the ground. And so it saw what happened and it activated the vacuum. So like the robot vacuum, and the robot vacuum comes out and vacuums up the mess. And so like the lady comes home and it's not there.
What's That's happening? Insane.
So give me your thoughts on this. Would you buy one?
No.
Mm-mm. I'm intrigued. It doesn't talk or anything.
I'm not shocked that you're intrigued. I don't know.
I don't think it does. Maybe
so
it does.
I already get shade for having speakers in every room in our house. Yes. Because the government's listening to us. But I'm like, the government is listening to us through our phone.
Oh yeah.
So like
they see you through your phone.
And it's like with you always.
Yes.
Okay. They see you sitting on the toilet with that ugly double chin angle in yep. which your phone is pointing at you. Okay. That's what they see. So I get that, but like does it just roll around the house like aimlessly, or does it stay put and then you tell it like have it come your way? Like what?
So from the little commercial they showed with the lady, like it was kind of like chilling out, charging itself at night. And when she wakes up, she starts to get out of bed and it wakes up itself as well. And it kind of like tracks the person. And it followed her around the house.
Okay.
So wherever she went, it kind of followed. And it was kind of, again, it was kind of like a pet. Like when she left, it sat by the door.
Yeah.
And then it was like messing with the dog. Which my number one issue with that whole commercial is if you had a yellow rolling ball in your house,
your dog would attack it.
Thank you. The dog was way too calm. Like, it was just like, hi, little buddy. You're like, it's the size of a ball, like, that a dog could grab.
Right.
Like, a decent-sized dog would pick this up.
Yeah, for sure.
Which I don't have any, like, pets or anything like that. So yeah. I don't worry too much about that, but it's in the future.
Right.
So.
Yeah. No, like, I just don't know how I would feel about this sphere rolling around, like
it's cute though,
recording me always.
Well, I
with a camera,
I do get that, like it has the camera so that it can like find you and do the things it needs to do with that. So I do get that because you know all that stuff is going somewhere,
correct? You know, like when I am in my house after a shower, you know,
yeah.
Like, my phone is usually tucked away, so it's just speakers, you know?
That's true.
So it's not like cameras following me around.
Yeah, you guys don't have any of the ones with cameras on them.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm like, it would be so cool to just be like, you have the little dude with you, and you're just like, hey, you know?
I mean, I get it. Like, it's pretty cool, but it's...
It would probably get old after a while. Well, yeah. And of course, like, my major issue on the whole thing is, well, so what happens, like, in my house, I have a step up and a step down in the family room. So the thing just going to fall off of it and get stuck?
Roll?
Well, if it rolls over the edge, it would be fine. But if it tries to get back up, it can't.
That's true.
So it'd just be sitting there just knocking itself against the wall. Like, help me, help me, help me.
That's true. It's a solid thought. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So
in general, I would say probably not.
Probably not. Yeah.
I also it doesn't seem very practical.
Yeah, I get that. I'm on the fence, but I'm like, it'd be kind of cool.
It's interesting.
It's definitely interesting. I mean, that's
very futuristic of like a whole house robot doing things for you. It's like the Jetsons. Is that what it was called? That cartoon show?
Yeah.
Future.
Yeah. And it had a full size robot.
Right.
Yeah, that was like a lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy. Like, I almost feel like it makes more sense to have something like the ball or like a little thing that rolls around instead of like an actual full size like
thing. Dude,
that would
freak me out.
That's what I mean. Because think about it. Like, what if it was like waiting to help you while you were asleep? And when you wake up, it's just like standing
over you? Mm-mm. No. That's a no for me, dog.
Like a ball is much, much less, you know, like scary.
Yeah, I agree.
You're like, oh.
If I have to choose, I would choose the ball.
Choose the ball. Instead of like the iRobot robot. He's like,
yes.
How may I help you?
Yeah, it's recording us while we're sleeping. While we're sleeping.
It starts twitching.
Get a weird twitching eye. Yeah. It's a no for me, dog.
Well, so I guess like the reason I figured like I've been wanting to like.
Also, can we just talk about the fact that they call it a Bali?
I know. But think about
it.
It has to have a cute name. Like,
is that seriously the name
ball.
That we came up with? They're like in this big like conference room, like all like in suit and ties, and they're like, okay, today we're gonna brainstorm names for this.
It's a yellow ball that rolls around.
Mark, what do you got? What do you guys think about Bali?
Well, when you put it that way. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, gosh. People are like, brilliant. Yes.
Yes, Mark. Gold star for you.
Gold star.
Bonus. Bonuses for everyone.
You get a Bali and you get a Bali. Gosh.
Anyway. Well, the funny thing was the other thing that they did was like, there's a virtual, I'm trying to think the best way to put this. So like, have you seen the mirror that you can work out with?
Yes.
So imagine you have the mirror that you can work out with, but instead of it displaying the workout stuff, like it displays a person, and that person, it replaces your digital assistant. So like a, you know, Google Home or whatever. And when you talk to it, it talks back to you in like a supernatural language type. But you have like a virtual person that the AI puts together. Like that was another thing that they came out with. It barely worked, which was the funny part.
Yeah.
Like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And then they tried to talk to it and they'd go, you know, like, what's the weather going to be like today? And it just, it's going to be 52 degrees today. And you're
super like
wow.
Weird pause.
And just the face, you know, it's like, it's going to be 52 degrees today.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Just like twitching. And you're like, okay, yeah, this was supposed
overly
to look really natural. And
animated.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
Weird.
A lot of times, I forget, I always forget like the word for it, but they always talk about that threshold of how far should it go? You know, like how human should it be before it gets too human?
Right.
Because there needs to be that separation, because as it gets more human, you know, there's that uncanny something like that, where, you know, it's like, it's creepy.
Yeah.
Because for us, when we see those little ticks, it's even like with like movies that have like computer graphics and you see them, it ruins it because you're like, oh, that person's not real.
Yeah.
And so you start to think differently about it. And it's the same. I feel like it's the same way.
Yeah.
So it's either got to be a little speaker or a robot or not a person. Like, that's just creepy.
Yeah, I don't like that. I have watched interviews where they've like made a very humanistic, is that a right word? Like, robot. And it's creepy.
That's weird.
Like, you can tell it's not fully human, but it like responds as if it was. Ugh. It's weird.
That's crazy.
So then I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Again, take the Bali.
Yeah. So weird.
No, that. So what the reason I brought it up is because I thought there were some interesting things that came out and I wanted to pick something. And that was one of the things that intrigued me the most.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, like, they're not going to see this. This stuff pops up in my nudes feed because I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe I'd bring it up.
I've never heard of it till you told me. So
I thought maybe every once in a while I'll bring something in like that. if everyone would be interested in something along those lines, and I'll pick something weird or funny that's technology related that I hear about, because I read about that stuff every day.
I believe you.
So I would like to do the same thing if we could reach out and see, you know, like, hey, would you buy this? Would you not? And
would you guys buy a Bali?
Yeah. And we'll make a GIF or something with the actual like thing rolling around. And we'll try to put it on our social or something so that you guys could see it.
Yeah.
So that it makes more sense. Because you have to see it rolling through.
Well, I'm sure they have like a like commercial for it, like demonstration.
Yes.
We'll post that. And
okay.
Show you
she
guys.
Knows more about this stuff than I do. So I'm trying to help out, but it's It's not worth it.
It'll be good.
I'm doing the best I can, Liv. Let's see here. I'm gonna go ahead and do your questions if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I found these on I just typed in kind of like questions and I was trying to see if I could find some different stuff for you. So I went to a website and found like a list. So
excited.
Yes. I'm very interested to see kind of what your answers are on these. And we'll play back and forth. So
all right.
So the first one is what would you name your boat if you had one?
Ooh. Name my boat?
Yeah.
See,
those get fun.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah, what you got?
I
she doesn't like boats.
No. what about Bodie?
Got me on that one. Mid drink, thank you.
Just kidding. So I strange thing about me is I'm really weird about naming things. Like I just
that you like to or don't
yes,
like. Oh, okay.
That I do, and then I put like thought into things like this.
Okay.
So I feel like you're catching me off guard, and I've not had time to
off
think
the cuff.
About it. My immediate thought was naughty, but spelled like nautical, but like do an I at the end. You know, that was my first
right
thought.
Off the bat. That's the first thing that comes to your mind. Oh my gosh, that's pretty funny.
That was my first thought. But later on, I'm going to be like driving home from recording and be like, oh, wait, this is a much better name than Naughty.
Well, if you think of more, maybe we can go through boat names.
I like it. Naughty the boat.
That's smart, though. I like that because I definitely would want it to be a play on words or like a pun
yes,
or something.
I love puns. I love puns.
They're good.
Yes.
They're good.
Like most of my Instagram captions have to do with puns. It's bad.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Audrey loves puns, too. And so when we first start dating, she was like, I think puns are so funny. It's like, okay, so I need to make her laugh, right? That's one of the number one things.
Correct.
So I stepped up my pun game. She was very impressed, obviously. She's just marrying me for my puns.
Oh, dear.
So the naughty nautical there. See what you're doing.
Yes.
Okay. What's the most useless talent you have?
Useless talent. Oh, gosh. Oh, I know.
Here we go.
But so you will not be able to see this. It's a visual thing.
Okay.
I don't even know if this is a talent. Maybe it is. I can make a clover with my tongue.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, she can.
So for those of you who are listening and you're like, ew, I can just hear her making mouth noises.
Right. Just
I'll post on Instagram what I'm talking about.
That's so funny. She can too.
So it's really strange. One day I just looked in the mirror and I just did it.
That's so funky. Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
And
that counts.
Yeah. I don't know.
We're learning so much about Liv today. She has her boat that's called Naughty. And she can make a clover with her tongue. This is going to be good.
I mean, it is useless, but not everyone can do it.
No, that's exactly like those. That's like the stuff there was. You know how Snapchat sometimes does like those group things where they'll post like the stories and it'll say like, you know, show us a talent or sing a song or something. Mm-hmm. And they'll put them all together and they'll be like in that discover area.
Yes.
That's like the stuff that people do. Yes. Like they're like, look, I can like bend my arm all the way back until it snaps, like, you know.
I also don't know if this is a talent or not, but I can also stick out my left shoulder blade. You know how like when you put your arms behind your back, like your shoulder blades like stick out? I can do that without sticking my arms behind.
Oh my gosh. We got Liv the Hunchback.
I know. It's much more defined when I'm not wearing an oversized sweatshirt. But
right.
Anyway,
it's okay. We're glad you have a shirt on.
I'm just super talented.
So right? Your clover tongue.
My parents are really proud of me.
I got nothing. That's so funny.
Okay.
Which, speaking of your parents, we're going to have Liv's parents on the show soon. We don't have a date yet, but we're going to do it. So you don't want to miss it.
Pancakes and Fish Daddy, you guys. It's going to be a solid episode. I'm really excited.
Parents are awesome. They're hilarious. Every time we're all together, we have so much fun. So pumped. It's our first four-person, like, two-guest show. So we're working on the configuration. Once we're done with that, like,
It's going to be good.
Yeah. Look forward to that.
My humor comes from my parents.
Yes. So it'll be good.
Specifically my dad.
And they like me, so it'll be good.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hopefully your mom brings her her wine purse.
Oh, my God. You're not supposed to tell the people.
I mean, the one she doesn't have.
Yeah.
Okay. Where is the worst smelling place you've been?
Oh, gosh. Worst smelling place I've been. My first thought is a guy's locker room.
I could see that. I didn't have a lot of experience in that, you know? I play a lot of sports.
Yeah. So, like, when you would, when we would go to, you know, an opposing school to play there, usually they would set up, like, the guest, like, team in, like, the guys' locker room or vice versa for the guys.
Okay.
In the girls' locker room.
And you walk in there and go,
whoa. It's, like, BO and, like, Axe sprayed everywhere.
I forgot about Axe.
Yeah, dude.
Everybody had that spray.
Oh,
it was,
yeah,
like, in your car.
Oh, yeah. Like, you just, like, breathed in the fumes, and it was just, oof.
You know what's funny? The cologne I wore the most in high school.
Bodman.
What's that?
Okay. Never
okay. No. It was Jake from Hollister.
Stop. Of course you did.
I still have a bottle of it.
Stop. Of course you did.
I'm serious.
I'm not even shocked.
There's still a bottle in my closet.
I'm sure that's not like the worst smelling place I've been, but that was the first one that came to my mind, and it's not pleasant, you know?
Yeah. No, hey, I would go with the first thing that like triggers that memory,
yeah,
where you're like, that was no bueno. What is the best and worst purchase you've ever made?
Oh gosh. I a little bit wish
worst.
You would have prepared me for this, but
it's more fun that it's off the cuff though. I think the people would agree.
Best purchase.
Go.
I feel pressured, but I don't know.
Like a recent one. Pick something recent. That you're very satisfied with that purchase. Like, you don't regret it at all.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe our mattress?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Like,
that's very adult of you.
I know. It's super.
I love our mattress.
It's super.
It supports the lower back so well. It's my favorite.
It conforms to all of
all of your parts and pieces.
Yes. So okay.
Just out of curiosity, what'd you buy?
That's what I'm about to tell you.
Okay, yeah.
So it's called.
How can I buy one?
But seriously though, it's a Zenith mattress.
Okay, never heard of that.
You buy them online.
Yep.
They come in a box, and then you have to like let it sit for like a day as it like kind of like unfolds and
that's
all
like the
of
new
the
fad
things. So it's like it's a memory foam mattress, which I've never had before.
Yeah.
I love it. Like I would never go backwards on
I've been
like
looking at the purples.
Yeah, I've seen those.
That's
well.
Super different.
Yeah,
they all kind of cost the same, so
yeah,
you're like,
I will say ours for a king mattress was like $250.
$250?
Yes.
No way.
Dead.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that's another thing that I was like,
whoa,
I'm nervous about this pricing.
Right.
Because, but it had such incredible reviews.
That's amazing. That's a great price for a mattress.
But like, seriously.
Because the purple that we've been looking at, like, that's $1,000.
Yeah. I don't know. You may have to look into this.
No joke.
And our thought too was like, even if this lasts us a handful of years, it wasn't that much that we can just get another one.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I'm sorry, but I don't want to sleep on something for 20 or 30 years, like,
ew,
for what they're rated for.
You're not even supposed to.
There's something like that. You're supposed to, at least, like, 10, 15,
I
something
think
like
it,
that.
Yeah. Correct.
But a lot of people go to that 20, you know,
yeah,
plus, mm-hmm, and you're like, mm-mm, please no.
No.
Uh-uh. No.
All your sweat and skin particles.
I wasn't going to say it. Thank
I
you.
I went there. Okay?
You did go there.
I hope that those of you who are listening that had their mattress 15 plus years should feel convicted.
Well, hey, and you can get a new one for $250.
There
a king.
Go. Plug.
Plug. okay, right. So what's the worst?
Ah, worst.
There's got to be something you're just like, why did I buy that?
Dang it.
No?
I don't know. Let's go back.
Okay,
let's,
that's fine.
Let's go
think
back.
Think on it.
Okay.
Let's see here. Da, 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 da. Okay. If you had to change your name, what would your new name be and why would you choose it?
Ooh, I like this. So, okay.
I had a feeling you probably thought about this. She's like, Sparkle Queen?
Yes. And 1,000%. No. So when, you know how like, I don't know, this is probably like more of a girl thing. Like back in high school or whatever, you would like go to Starbucks and like give them a fake name, whatever,
name
like
that
something
you're dreaming
you
of.
Would have wanted. And I went as Athena and Lauren went as Penelope always. And I don't know.
Always.
So
that's the name of choice?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know that I would necessarily still say that.
Okay.
But I think it's a pretty name.
It is a good
However,
name.
It is obviously linked with like Greek mythology,
yes.
Which
that can get sketch.
Get a little dicey.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily think that I would still keep that, but
a little sexual. Yeah. A little ultra sexual. I learned a lot because Audrey just she had, you know, you gotta take those classes and she took, you know, like mythology, Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like telling me about this class and I was going,
what?
Okay.
Yeah. I will say, so my name is Olivia Ann. And myself and my siblings all have middle names that start with A. Like, that was
something
my parents wanted to do.
Yeah.
Which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I heard the name Olivia Jane, and Jane is also my grandma's name. And I was like, I like that, Olivia Jane.
You're like, I wasn't too many letters off.
That's, like, such a cute, like,
that does sound very
like
nice
brand together. Name, you know?
That's not gonna true. Lie. That's true.
Anyway, so.
Don't steal it. Liv's taking it.
Liv's taking it.
I knew that wouldn't be easy for you. What's your biggest screw up in the kitchen? We all have one.
Oh my gosh.
We
okay.
all have
okay.
one. Like,
okay.
For instance, I don't know about you, but I am notorious for walking away from a pan that's going to boil, and then it boils, and it boils over the side.
So, okay, I've done that before, but that's nothing. Kay.
That makes me mad, though. Because it goes everywhere.
I agree.
The only time it does that is usually when you have like milk or something with the water, and it's like,
correct.
I'm like, why?
So I have two stories.
Sweet.
So I'll make this quick. One was right when Brad and I kind of like first started dating, and we would like get together with friends and family on Sunday nights and like watch football, and we would like eat whatever. And we decided that this particular week we were just going to get pizzas and throw them in the oven. Was not used to his oven. It was older. Just wasn't. Anyway, walked away from it. I'm sure you guys already know. The bottom of this pizza was so burnt. It was so burnt. And, like, three of us are trying to, like, hold on to the side of the pizza while I have a knife, like, trying to, like...
Oh, my gosh.
Like, scrape off all this, like, ash from the bottom of the pizza.
Just wanted the pizza so bad you're willing to scrape the ash off the bottom of
Correct.
It.
Correct. We ate
You had
to
very
it.
Intentionally ash.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
scrape
that one...
that ash.
It was not good. Another story is, this one was more of an experiment. Lauren and I were really young. Like, we were probably 3 and 5, something like that.
Wow. Okay. You were cooking?
Correct. Well, okay. So, hear me out.
Parental supervision.
I think that this was around, like, Easter time, and so we had boiled eggs around.
Yeah.
And Lauren and I were like, I wonder if we take this boiled egg and put it in the microwave, if it will go back to its natural state.
Love it.
Of
love
like
the logic.
A normal
yep.
egg, right? Again, I repeat, we were young. Okay.
This was yesterday.
This was last week. I think my mom had gone to the grocery store. This was a Sunday afternoon. I think my dad was like napping. Everyone was doing other things, right?
Yep.
So that's why we had no supervision at this moment in time. So we're like, this sounds like a good idea. So we peel the egg, we put it on a plate, we put it in the microwave. In like 10 seconds, this egg explodes. Explodes, you guys.
That's awesome.
immediate panic sets in. Just we're like, oh my God. And so then we start cleaning, and our kitchen at the time had a front window that faced the driveway. And we saw our mom pull in. We're like, oh my God.
We're dead.
So we just start like cleaning up. We got it all cleaned up before she got in.
Wow, that's impressive.
We later told the story.
Yeah, right. You just wait years till like later. let it die down, and then hey, by the way.
Yeah. So that was a funny story. Lauren and I still talk about that now.
So now we all know, guys. You put a hard-boiled egg in the microwave, it will explode.
Like
it actually kind of sounds like fun.
Like explodes everywhere.
I'm in.
Yeah.
We should do it and slow-mo it.
Correct. Also, when I was young, I put a can of ravioli in the microwave. Bad idea.
Ooh, not
metal,
great.
Metal doesn't go in the microwave.
We've all done that. Like, hey, let's put a ball of foil in the microwave and see what it does.
See what it does.
You're like, yeah, that's cool. It's lightning. There's lightning in my microwave.
Okay.
Okay, I got there two more.
Go. All right.
Two more. Those are good stories. Okay, I like this one, and I'm interested to see if you'll answer it or not.
Okay.
When did you screw everything up, but no one ever found out it was you?
Oh, jeez. Oh, wow. I'm sure.
Just made a whoopsie, covered it up. No one ever knew. Walked
ever
away.
Knew.
Just.
Oh.
I guess maybe you kind of just.
Yeah,
kinda
I think
just
I
admitted
think I
to
just
one. I didn't even think about it.
Admitted to the egg right? explosion.
Blew up an egg.
Circa.
Your sister knows that.
2001. I don't know. I was honestly, aside from that story, but was mostly just wanting to experiment.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
No.
You put an egg in the microwave.
Yeah. I was honestly a good kid.
Yeah.
But even as an adult, I can't think of anything that I would have done.
That's pretty funny.
To mess something up and then fixed it. Oof. Dang it.
I had a lot of cover-ups that I got away with, but I couldn't ever... I don't know if there was anything I... Well, no. I'm trying to think. I know there's definitely stuff
like
where I fixed it and walked away from it and was like, and no one ever knew.
I know. I feel like that's more of a guy question.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that. Like, you do something to... You're, like, driving your parents' car and do something to it, and you're like,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to take care of this, and they'll never know.
Yeah.
Or you put a hole in the wall and put a poster over it.
Oof. That's...
Sorry.
That's a solid...
And then they find it, and they're like, who did this? I don't know.
What?
Why does your elbow fit perfectly in the hole?
I don't know.
It's a very universal size elbow.
I really have a standard size elbow.
I forgot
elbow,
you were
so
goody two-shoes.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Boring. I'm kidding.
I know.
Good
know,
for
I
you.
I don't have any good stories, I don't think.
Okay. Well, I have one more question for you then.
Okay.
If you were given a 1-minute ad slot during the Super Bowl that you couldn't sell, what would you fill it with?
Wow.
You that have to fill it.
With my own stuff?
I'm sure you could do whatever you wanted, right? You have 1 minute, and you can't sell it to someone else. So you'd have to figure out what you were going to do. But I don't think you would have to be in it, or if you wanted to, you could, or whatever. But you would have 60 seconds to put whatever you wanted because you own the spot.
But I can't sell it to any other brand.
Nope.
Or company. Dang.
It's all you.
I mean, then I guess I just use it for my own personal gain, right?
Right.
I mean,
just like, what is it? Like, there's like a couple million, or it's like 3 or 4 million eyes or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a big, yeah.
Which, like, normally is like Super Bowl commercials, like 30 seconds, and it's like millions for 30 seconds.
Yes.
Did I pay for this, or was I gifted the minute?
Well, it says that you have it and you can't sell it. So I'm assuming, I guess maybe the business person in me assumes that you already have it, but let's just say technically you paid for it.
Oof.
Yeah, because so now you've got the financial burden.
I need it.
You're like, I need this to promote or do something because I'm like millions in the hole. You just took out a small loan, or not a small loan, but you just took out a loan.
Yeah, gosh. I don't know. Kind of going backwards when I was talking about doing more like work with other businesses like social media and kind of maybe promoting that and like doing
hi, I'm
consulting.
Liv. Let me consult your social media.
It's super fun.
It's just like the first 5 seconds is that, and then you're just like
I just stare at the camera.
Help me, America.
I would do some sort of dance. There would be like confetti and glitter and maybe like popping some champagne, you know, like some super fun stuff.
Right. Be like, choose me.
Choose me.
We'd have fun. We'd have fun. And I need to pay for this ad. Help me. Help me.
The very end of the ad.
You can borrow my kids. Just have them sit there and just be the saddest little looks on their face. Oh, and they're like, help us. We need your help.
Oof. Maybe that's how I would do
Done.
It. Like you have people send. So. That's true.
I'm just saying. You get them all
a
in there.
A bunch of like really sad children.
They're like, help. If
and they can. People, the viewers can donate, and that's how I get the cash back.
Right. You just do that and then break even on the commercial, and you're like,
maybe more.
Nothing lost, nothing gained. Or nothing gained, nothing lost, something like that. I don't know what the saying is.
We're
I know, exploiting children for donations for your own gain. I can't believe you live.
That's not. Hey, you said it first.
I did not.
You said you can borrow my kids. They can pout on
I'm trying
screen.
To help you, okay? Trying
hey,
to help
that
your poor.
That would be helping me. I think everyone would be like, she's fun. I like that girl.
Right? I like her. I'm gonna
I'm gonna
have
give
her
my
me,
business.
Right? Today.
Today.
Nothing football related or anything.
No.
Which, speaking of all that,
1-800
do they
rocks.
Do they usually release all the Super Bowl commercials pre Super Bowl?
I don't know.
They did that this year. I'm like, what is up with
I
that?
I think they maybe have in the past, but I don't like that.
No, I know. I'm like, I've watched most of them.
Oh, I've not watched any. I like the surprise factor.
They keep popping up, so I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh. I feel like Doritos always have really good commercials.
Theirs is good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
It's good stuff.
Did you see it?
No.
Okay, it's good.
No. There was one in particular that I like always remember where it's like this little boy is like playing video games and eating Doritos, and his mom is single and is going on a date. And, like, so the date walks in, sits down next to him, is trying to, like, you know, have conversation, like, with this little boy and, like, try to make a relationship there, like, while the mom's getting ready. And he puts his hand in the bag of Doritos, and the little boy smacks him across the face. And he was like, keep your hands off my mama. Keep your hands off my Doritos. And, like, takes the bag of Doritos and, like, leaves. It's so cute.
But yeah, the commercial they had, it's got Lil Nas X. And I don't know if you know who
yes.
Sam Elliott is, but.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was good.
I think.
I like Sam Elliott.
I think I heard about that one, but.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't know. It kind of caught me off guard, right? I was like, wait, don't these normally air during that? And then they're on the line afterwards?
Yeah.
So I was like, so confused. And I read an article somewhere that, like, Jimmy Fallon's is literally the funniest Super Bowl commercial I've ever seen. And I was like,
Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was like,
don't tell me
know.
Anything. I want to be surprised.
I know. I'm trying to ruin
Although
this.
Although, once people are hearing this, it will be the day after the Super Bowl.
It
so
will.
Go Chiefs. Congratulations. Okay, cut that out. Go Niners. Congratulations.
I'm so glad you just told me who's in the Super
yeah,
Bowl.
Yeah, I feel like I 1,000% just did that for you. You're welcome.
Well, what was it? Oh, Audrey, I said, it's the second. It's Sunday. And she is like, oh, okay. And then she goes, who's even in the Super Bowl?
Oh,
I was like,
gosh.
I don't know.
It's the Battle of the Reds.
Yep.
They're both red teams.
It's great.
Their colors
it's great
are red.
Live.
So I will say,
don't hate me.
It's Super Bowl live.
Oh my gosh, it is not LIV.
Yes, it is.
We need to Photoshop your face onto that logo
I know.
Or something.
Can you? Like on the Lombardi trophy? You
yes.
know, it's just my face. Can you do that?
I wonder if we'd be able to like monochrome it and like make it look like your face is etched into the trophy.
You guys, you're going to see this. When this episode comes She's out, this photo is gonna come out.
That's hilarious.
That's so funny. That's a great idea. Okay, anyway.
Well,
I loved those questions. Those were really fun. I feel like we should do that more often.
Let's do it.
Being put on the spot is stressful.
Yeah.
Because I want to give the perfect answer.
Mm-hmm. And I just like you're going to get a more real answer. That's why I like it. Put them on the spot. Don't let them prepare, because then you're going to get like their first knee jerk reaction, which is fun, because usually your first thought is your most true, you know?
Naughty the boat.
Yes. When you buy your yacht. Naughty XL.
I like it. I like it. That's good stuff.
Well, that's all we got for you guys today.
I love it. It's a lighthearted episode.
Yeah. Felt like we've been real serial lately.
Yeah.
So I came to Liv and I was like, why so serious?
Yeah, he was.
But yeah, so we're excited for the guests to come. We have some new ideas. Liv and I are trying to put some stuff together. We're going to keep building this year, so you're going to see like more and more things come from us. And we're really staying on track. So we're really excited about it. We're trying to make some different things so that you guys can.
I wish you guys could see his hands. My He's like hands. Doing like jazz like sparkly hands.
We're like making things out of magic.
Oh my gosh. Yes, we have a lot planned. We have quite a few guests planned, which I'm excited for, including my parentals. So
yeah, and we're gonna try some new things with the guests. We kind of like have our main outline that we use most of the time, and so far we've got good feedback on that, but there are a couple other things we want to throw in there so you guys can get to know these people a little bit more. So
correct.
We're gonna keep working on everything. Of course, we're always open for suggestions or comments, or if you want to come on the show, let us know. Yeah, that's all I got.
That's all I got.
I know. I've been so busy this week, and I've had so much on my mind that I woke up this morning and I'm just brain dead. So excuse my loss of words this morning.
Hey, it's good.
Today.
It's all good. It's all good. We have those weeks, but
right?
Fun, lighthearted. I'm going to have to come up with questions for you next time.
Yeah, get me. I'm ready. There were a couple I didn't ask you, so.
Well, okay.
Well, I'll give you my list and you can.
No, because you have to be surprised. Oh, that's right.
I need to be surprised. I'll forget about him, believe me. So
right on.
That was episode 35. We always appreciate you listening. And
have a great week.
Yeah. And day. We hope that the Super Bowl was good. Or was great or is great. Whatever it comes out.
You're just there for the food.
Oh, yeah. You know it. I'm like, give me an excuse to make pigs in a blanket.
Oh, my gosh. Truth.
That's it.
That's all right. Toots.